Opinion stated by Michaels proudly presents the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert, Saturday, May 6, 2017. Nominees and performances by GQ. Howard Hewitt. For the lover can do the dream. Girl, I'm gonna make this a night. Remember that. Get ready, ready tonight. I'm gonna make this a night. Remember that. Club Nouveau. And John John of Troop. With many more surprise special guests and appearances by Viola Gay, and special honors going to Marvin Gaye. Tickets are available now. Group room rates available at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario, California, using our group code, J. Michaels. That's the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert at the California Education Performing Arts Center, located at 11255 Central Avenue in Ontario, California. For more information and to get your tickets, go to jmichaelsteamentertainment.com or facesofsuccessradio.com. Proceeds to benefit the Cancer Society for Children and Youth Helpers. This advertisement was brought to you by Nye Airwaves Youth Radio on facesofsuccessradio.com. Proudly presents the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert, Saturday, May 6, 2017. Nominees and performances by GQ. Club Nouveau. John John of Troop. DeBarge.
All right, everyone. Good evening, good evening. It's your girl, Nye, and you beautiful people are tuning into yet another show of Nye Airways. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective, sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. Of course, you know it is time for our exclusive interview portion of the show featuring the amazing, amazing artist, legendary by the name of Cecil Jenkins. Let's introduce him one time. Born September 4th in Norfolk, Virginia, to the late Cecil J., a retired Norfolk Public School Board employee, and Mildred O. Jenkins, retired Virginia Electric Power employee. Jenkins grew up in a loving family and was raised in the projects of Norfolk, Virginia. His parents gave birth to him at an early age. He is the oldest of seven children. His father was a street number runner and a crap shooter who was known at the time as a respectable hustler. His mother, a devoted Jehovah's Witness, would remain in the relationship that spanned from their teenage years to the end of their lives. Jenkins remembers his father as being a tough man, but not tyrannical. In spite of his lifestyle, he would keep four sons respectful. Jenkins, who knew what he wanted to do from the age of five, would try his father, only to lose. Jenkins' uncle, Horace Jenkins, performed on TV with local group called the Five Pearls or Five Shakes on the Atlantic Records label during the time of Ray Charles, who was also one of the singers on the Atlantic Records label. While in high school at Booker T. Washington, Cecil made the name for himself throughout the seven-city metropolitan area as an extraordinary singer and dancer. And that's not all. He was called by the name of Blind. People would throw money on the dance floor during school dances. It was an embarrassment, Jenkins said, but Jenkins would keep the money, always dreaming of one day when he would be the first recording and touring around the world. He was first married to Madge Pulley in 1975, his college sweetheart, and pregnant with their first child. He refuses to let his child be born without a father and a name. Months later, she had a miscarriage. Oh, wow. They remained married until her death in 1977. Cecil Jenkins III was born about a year or so later after Jennifer Sharp, a girlfriend at the time. Let's say no more. Please welcome the legendary, amazing artist, Mr. Cecil Jenkins. Hello, hello. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, fine. I'm just fine. And how about yourself? Boy, that was a lot of information.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for being in the studio. We absolutely appreciate you and all that you represent as an artist and as a person in general.
Thank you so much. And I have Lou John on the other line. Of course, you have the information about Cecil and Lou John, and sure, we have a chance to go through all of that information as well.
How
you
doing?
Of course. Hello, hello. Fantastic. And thank you as well for being on the line. This is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So I gave a little bit of information about you, Cecil, but please, both of you, introduce yourselves and tell us who you really are.
Hi, I'm Cecil Jenkins, and I'm just an artist. I don't know who else I am other than that, and of course, a spiritual-minded thinking man. I'm a man who loves God very much, and I serve my God Jehovah very faithfully as much as possible. It's very difficult in the world that we live in today to try and be such a spiritual person that shows love for all kind of people and all race of people, and especially in today's world. But there was one thing that I learned also when my mentor, who we're going to talk about later, was the legendary Marvin Gaye, adopted me into his family, and that was that all people are people. All babies are babies. To love everyone.
Mm-hmm.
What he recorded in the same sense. It's just that it seemed to come from an African-American man, and so the terminology sometimes would allow people to think that it was something different when it was for everyone. What's going on was for everyone. Lujan.
Yes. I'm Lujan, a.k.a. Delaney Johnson. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I came out in 1979 with a one-way ticket and four. I came out called Omari's with the late Freddie Omar, bass player. After that, then met Cecil on circumstances. He was going around and doing another job at the time, and when he came to the house that I was at, he had a treble clef on his jacket, and I asked, was he in the music? He said, yes, I'm with Marvin Gaye. And I was like, well, if you're with Marvin Gaye, then give him a call right now. Come call him. And he did, and we talked, and, you know, we started with Cecil for Marvin. Ever since, we've toured with SOS, The System, Leo Thomas, Joyce Sims, The Manhattans, Colonel Abrams, Curtis Blow.
Okay.
In the crowd
you're breaking off a little bit, too. Are you guys getting them clear on your end? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to break through, but you may want to be at another location.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, we can.
I can now, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So moving forward into your careers, we all know that you guys both have a musically influenced background. So how did Lujan and Cecil become one body of music, soul, and so much more?
Well, it's interesting, like Lujan just mentioned a moment ago, as to my doing some other type of work. At the time, Marvin walked away from Motown, and so we all decided to go do something different. And being a surrogate family member and someone who, of course, had a family, I had to do what I had to do, make money to protect them. And so I was working for Communicon Cable out in Los Angeles at the time. Matter of fact, quite a few entertainers were working for that company. It's interesting how it turned out. But and, of course, I just happened to go to home where they were all rehearsing. And when they mentioned that they had seen my treble clef on my jacket, my sports jacket, I did tell them that, I was with the Marvin Gaye family. And they didn't believe me, of course. They thought it was just tripping.
Oh, right.
And they asked me to get Marvin on the phone, and so I called Marvin, and Marvin talked with the guys. And from that point, they were hyped and hype as I was in my first meeting him prior to all of that. Because I was just in awe the very first time I even met my brother. And for him to adopt me into his family and to become a brother to his sister, Zeola Gay, whom I love so dearly, and his mother and Frankie and all the others. But Marvin sent me out to find my own act because he had other aspirations at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting. We'll talk about that very shortly, I'm sure. But anyway, what happened is that we ended up recording our very first single together, which was called I Don't Want to Go, and we had quite a bit of success with it. Matter of fact, I was talking with the manager of LaVert earlier today, and Mr. Black, and we were talking about what it was like when Pop, Pop, Pop Goes My Mind was out during that time period, and Cecil and Lujan. We had I Don't Want to Go out at the time, and we just happened to be on Mercola Records with that single. But it was just a good feel, and it's always a good feel when it's Cecil and Lujan together. When it comes to music, it's just a match made. I mean, it's just a match made. I don't care what we put in front of us. It just happens. Some of the music that you have over there with you now, of course, was on a CD that has not been released even as of yet, which was called Can't You See? The things going on in the world today. Yeah, the things going on in the world today. Actually, Lujan and I recorded that entire CD in less than 2 months. And it was just flowing, and we just lived in the studio and stayed in there the whole time. And we were just going for it. And some things were just coming off the top. And at times, I I just, it was just amazing. It was just simply amazing. They talk about how Tupac used to rap and how he used to come off the top of his head and rap. What we were doing that with, what we were doing, he was playing instruments and things as talented as he is, and I was running off melodies and lyrics and still coming up with some little things that I may have heard musically at the time. And at the time that we recorded it, of course, I was not a musician, but I did finally go to college, and we'll talk about that later
right.
on, and earned my certifications and degrees in regards to that. But trust me, you haven't heard nothing yet with what you even have in front of you.
Absolutely. We actually do have your first single, I Don't Want to Go, in the studio. So, Lou John, if you would do the honors as to introduce your first single, I Don't Want to Go, as we cue it into the studio.
Lou John.
Hello, Lou John? Well, that's all right. We'll get him back cued into the studio as soon as possible. But, Mr. Cecil, would you please do the honor as to introduce your first single, I Don't Want to Go?
This was the very first single by Cecil and Lou John, and it was titled, I Don't Want to Go.
All right, everyone. You heard it from Mr. Cecil. This is their first single, I Don't Want to Go, right here on my airwaves. Enjoy.
Thank you.
everyone. We are back in the studio. Good evening, good evening. That was Cecil and Lujan, I Don't Wanna Go, their debut single, which took off their careers and made them such notable artists. Let's cue them back into the studio. We've got Lujan and we've got Mr. Yes. Cecil. Are you still in the studio with us?
We're still with
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
I am here.
So first and foremost, yes, we listened to I Don't Wanna Go. Was I Don't Wanna Go an original piece of both of your works? Did you have a writer on the team, or was this an original work of both of yours?
Well, everything that we do is written by us. At the time of I Don't Wanna Go, we had a third member of the group, Kenneth Lewis, who was the keyboard player. We wrote the song together.
Okay, so what exactly inspired I Don't Wanna Go? Because there could have been multiple different routes around this time frame that you could create a memorable song, but I don't think it could be just as powerful as this. So what exactly inspired I Don't Wanna Go?
Kenneth has a little son by the name of Zaire, and he loved to play around with the instruments, and he could barely talk. But what we got out of what he was saying out of his mouth, which he didn't know what he was saying out of his mouth. He never really said the words, but the words were what we heard, which was, I don't want to go. And because we heard that word and we were playing at a groove and he just happened to be getting on, I think he got on the drums or something, the keyboard. What was he on, D, when he joined
he
in?
He was on the drums.
Playing with us.
He was on the drums.
Yeah, confusing us, but
oh, wow.
what he was doing was like, okay, well, we're going to run with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we made the song, I Don't Want to Go, and then we wrote the lyrics to it, and that was a great recording session that we had when we did go into the studio, because we were in one room. Maurice White was in another room, and we were in Beverly Hills. Maurice White was in one room. Barbara Streisand
was
in another.
We were at Soundcastle Studios.
Yeah, we were at Soundcastle Studios. And Maurice was on one side. Barbara Streisand was on the other. And members of Lakeside was in the other room. And so in order to record, sometimes you got to rest your ears. And so we were all running to one another's rooms. You know, of course, Barbara Streisand would be moving about. But when it came
right.
to Cecil and Lujan and the Lakeside members, we were running in their rooms. And so it was kind of cool, you know. It was just a wonderful evening to be doing it. Everybody else was asleep while we were at work. And it just happened. It honestly did. I'll tell you what really made it come to life, though. It was already a great song once we start recording it. But what really made it a greater, even greater song was when we added this young man by the name of Fernando Harkness. Fernando Harkness was a saxophonist with Marvin, young guy. And of course, he played the saxophone on the Distant Lover Live. And he was also the saxophonist. Yeah, Fernando Harkness. He was also the saxophonist on Got to Give It Up. And so when he came in and gave us that blessing with them saxophones, and believe it or not, we were the very first act. And we're going to claim that, regardless of the Boney James and all the others that are out there. We were the first act that had multiple saxophone tones happening at one time. Fernando actually didn't even think about doing that. It was the minds of Cecil and Lujan saying, hey, let's make this happen. And so we wanted to be different.
Cecil giving you the generic, so I'm going to tell you the true story. The true story was when Fernando came in there and laid the track, he laid the track so cold, we were like, can't nobody just do that in one take. So we was like, yeah, that was cool, but do it again.
Yeah.
And then he did it again. And, of course, the second one was just as great as we was like, damn, which one are we going to use? And then we was told, let's try to use both of them. And then we just would bring one in, one louder, the other one softer, then bring the other one up and the other one down and the other one up and the other one down. And that's how it really came about with the sax and that.
Yeah. So So we were the first to come up with that sound. And the record was played to on more than 50 radio stations. Matter of fact, I took the whole band back east with me. And when we went back east, we were doing business with Mercola Records at the time. And Mercola Records, of course, I was down on Santa Monica Boulevard, and we had talked with Jay King, who had so much success with Rumors and Timex Social Club, that we decided to go independent at the time. And so that's how we ended up having Mowbray Records, M-O-B-R-A-Y.
Right.
And we had that on that label. And it was during the same time that Dr. Dre and Ice Cube and Eazy-E and all the other cats was on Mercola Records. Matter of fact, they mentioned it in the movie of Compton and the whole nine yards. Everybody knew of it. And we took it back east, and before we knew it, man, we were rolling. It was like everybody was just going on it, and we were really excited about it.
And we also had Schwartz Brothers, who was a distribution company, and Linda Wells, who was one of the representatives. She liked the song a lot, and she helped get the song in a lot of places that normally we wouldn't have been able to get it into. So much thanks to her as well for that.
Right.
And because of that, we were touring down the East Coast like crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So with your musical career on the rise, as well as having such a strong connection with the Marvin Gaye family and Marvin himself, would you say that you're definitely living up to his legacy and making sure that you're staying true to what music really is?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. We refuse. Honestly, we refuse abruptly not to stay in that same vibe that he brought to us. As I mentioned before, being a circuit family member, and one may not remember, and then some may remember, but that was me singing at Marvin Gaye's funeral on CNN News and all around the world. And on that day, and finding out that I had to do this in 3 days was just unbelievable. I wasn't ready for it. Because at the time he was grooming me, him and Uncle Frankie, to be a lead singer. I wasn't a lead singer at the
right time.
I'd sung a lot of background music, but they were grooming me to be a lead singer. And here it is, I get the opportunity, but on the day of the fact that I see my mentor on his back with his eyes closed and the pain and agony, because I live with the family, it was almost unbelievable for me to do it. I was in so much pain, I couldn't even open my mouth or remember the things that I needed to say. Mm-hmm. All I knew is that I had to do it, and I did. And it didn't matter to me what people said or what it felt like or anything. I was just going to do it because I knew he wanted me to. You know, but we're keeping straight to it. We're doing, we got his flavor. On our latest CD that we're going to drop, we have some feels that are identical to him in many ways, more than one. Lou John and I are working very hard in making that happen. We realize that people sometimes don't want to hear the message and they want to hear something else first. And so we're going to give them something else, but they just as well get ready to listen to what we have to say about the times we're living in and how we need to come together as a people as opposed to being separated.
Absolutely. So we actually have a sneak peek from your new upcoming project. I remember you sent it over. It's by the name of Stuck. Would that be all right with you to play on the air?
Oh, of course. You want to play Stuck? What do you say, Lou John?
Absolutely. Because we know that people sometimes get stuck in the various things that they may be doing or the things that they may not be doing.
Even if it's in the traffic.
Right.
Absolutely. So right here live on the air, we're going to give you an exclusive by the name of Stuck on Cecil and Lou John's upcoming project, which we're going to talk about right here after the song. Again, this is Cecil and Lou John. Stuck. We'll be right back.
first met, my life began to change. You're not afraid, humble will remain. I'm hard to get, you try to play a game for me.
Back in the studio. That was an exclusive from their new upcoming project, which we're going to talk about right now and also get a couple of callers in to ask questions. Let's cue Lujan and Cecil back in the studio. Cecil, excuse me. All right, everyone, we are back in. So let's talk about your new upcoming project.
First, let me say that was Miss Toy doing the rap, sounding like I can't recall her name right now. But anyway, sound like whomever y'all wanted to sound like. But she laid it with them red bottom shoes. And it's a great song, I think. It's very danceable and very commercial and easy, but yet has some lyrics to kind of make you think a little bit. But
for people to know, Miss Toy is the one that sung on Ice Cube's Put Your Back Into It.
Right, exactly. So she's like an Ice Cube protege.
All right. So, Stuck is one of the many amazing tracks that's going to be on your new upcoming project. So let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, when you think about it, every project should have a story. And the story that we have for this particular project is one that we think that everybody can relate to. And everybody can become a part of and make a part of themselves. When you think about one-word songs, which we have quite a few, and we only sent you a few of the songs, and we have other songs such as High School Reunion and other kind of songs that we won't play today that are on the CD. But we have one-word songs that we think are powerful. There's another one that's called Why, I think, that you have there in the studio. And there's another one called Overloaded.
Right.
Because people are overloaded with a lot of stress and a lot of things that they're overloaded with. And it's because of social network that our kids are so overloaded with so many things that they can't communicate with one another. They can only type or text to one another when communication is so vital. You know, and so and this is why we decided to do Overloaded. Lujan, you want to say some more about it yourself?
Yeah, and also another one word song that we have is called Thankful.
Oh, I love Thankful. My
that
favorite
for
is Thankful.
Self, being thankful to Jehovah for the things that he's allowed us to do. And also for allowing others to maybe get something out of the message that we're giving. And it helps them in their endeavors as well.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what is the name of the project, and when exactly, if you can give away those details, when exactly will we be expecting you to drop your project?
Well, the title of the project is Can't You See? And that's K-A-N-T, capital U, capital C, the things going on in the world today. And they're simple, but there are messages that are throughout the CD that are not so blatant, so you got to listen to it. We plan to release the first single on April 1st. And most of you out there know what happened on April 1st. And,
All right.
And that song that we're going to release is called Fulfill My Needs. And when you think about it, not everyone think immediately sexually because it's not what it's about. But my needs that are needed to be fulfilled could be anything. Because even at the very end of the song, I say, so once I drop this note, let me see if I can't fulfill my needs. Because I have that need to want to perform and make people happy, make people feel joyful. Music seems to bring people together from all over the world. And that's why they have all of these award shows and things with people coming from all over the world.
Absolutely.
And that's one of my needs. But when it comes to a relationship with man and woman, needs are very vitally important. And as young men, sometimes we grow up and don't realize the importance of fulfilling the needs of a woman or a young woman, especially because, you know, that's at the prime of things for her. She don't need to be called by bad words. She need to be treated with delicacy. She need to be treated with sincere love and concern. And sometimes we're not taught that in the families, in the African-American neighborhood sometimes, because sometimes the person's gone all the time, you know. And when they come home, there's no hugging and no kissing, you know, with the family members, which is something that my family and I do, and Lujan and his family does. We know the importance of caressing and holding and being sincere about the way that we feel about our family members and just friends in general. So that's what Fulfill My Needs is about. But it's about whatever a person wants to find that need to be. And that'll be the first single. And the other songs on the CD, we know that they too will make an impact on people. But Luja, I mentioned the song Thankful earlier. One of my favorites. I mean, one of my very, very favorites. Even though every child has a dream that's strong, it's just that when they fall in love, they forget the dream. But if you were to play Thankful, I think everyone else would probably like that same feel, too.
Mm-hmm. We have a caller on the line who actually has a question. Her name is Gigi, so let's cue her in into the studio. Is that all right with you guys?
Sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Hello, hello. Gigi, you're in the studio.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you? How are you? You said Gigi or Cece?
Gigi, I'm on your Facebook page now.
Gigi. Oh, yeah. Gigi, yes. Oh, wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. I want to let you guys know I miss Marvin, too.
Yeah.
And me, and I'm friends with his baby sister, Zola Gay. I love her.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know I'm living in Vegas now, you know.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, actually, I am talking from Ziola's home while we're talking.
Oh, tell her I said hello.
She's not here right now, but she'll be back shortly.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
She'll be back shortly. She has some business to take
okay.
care of.
Gigi, do you have a question for Cecil and Lujan?
Yes, I'd like to know, did you guys first get started in church? Singing?
That's an interesting question for me. What about you, Lujan? You want to take that?
Well, I'm not being a singer per se as Cecil is. I can't say that I got my start in church. Actually, when I first started playing, I was actually playing rock. I didn't even really listen to R&B. I was playing rock. I was listening to Jimi Hendrix, Scorpion, Sabbath, Zeppelin, Grand Funk Railroad, so forth and so on. Because being a guitar player, you know, they always take solos, so that's what I like to do. And then as I got older, I started getting back into R&B and jazz and so forth and so on. You know, playing a lot of Isaac Brothers songs since he had the guitar and had different singers growing up doing with different bands and things. So never really was a musician in the church arena.
And Gigi, for me, being a spiritual-minded person and coming from a very religious, strong religious background, that's not where I got started necessarily, but I was around it all the time with my grandfather and my grandmother, and then, of course, my uncle as well, and my aunt and my mother's sister. My mother's sister was, she was the bomb, man. She used to go up against Shirley Caesar and Mahalia Jackson back during that time when I was a very little kid.
Wow.
And I used to hear her singing around there, man, and it'd just be amazing. And so I had the influence always there, and just coming from that background. Matter of fact, Cyril Vaughn is my cousin, and that just maneuvered throughout all of us, you know, just having such ones to become successful by way of the music. But we are very positive-minded recording artists and writers and producers. Everything that we do, you won't find anything in the music, I don't think, that would turn you off if you are a spiritual-minded thinking person.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that a good enough answer,
you,
or should I say more, DG? DG, it's good to hear from you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Gigi, I think we've got maybe about a couple more questions, and then we're going to cue you out of the studio as well. Let's play your first single one more time, I Don't Want to Go. I ask this a lot for all of my major artists. What is some advice that you could give to upcoming artists that want to break into the industry?
Well,
you go first. You. I go first.
Well, for
For me, it's
three things. It's three things that have always been with me, and I learned it from Marvin, believe it or not. And it stuck and dawned on me that, yeah, it makes sense. And it was easy to remember because we talked about incorporating the three P's. And so the three P's was being incorporated, and it was called prayer, perseverance, in that order, because you got to pray, and then you got to have enough faith in it to persevere. And so it's prayer, perseverance, and more importantly, that's something that as a young person, I didn't have it either, but I did incorporate it later in time, especially today, is to simply have patience and allow it to happen. Because if you believe this is what you want, then don't stop. It's what you want. And I'm a firm believer of that. No matter how old one may become, whatever it is that you feel like it's in your heart to do, as long as it's not something against the fruitage of God's Spirit, love, joy, peace, faith, kindness, goodness, mildness, and long-suffering and self-control, just do it.
All right. And Lujan, any advice for upcoming artists?
Well, mine is real simple. If that's really what you want to do, keep going, never stop, and you'll eventually get there.
All right. So we have the album coming out very, very soon. Any upcoming tour dates and performances that we could be on the lookout for so we could come out and support as much as we possibly can?
Well, it's something that we are talking
about. We'll probably be touring probably toward the middle of summer if everything goes according to plan, which in the music business, you never know. It could be sooner or later, but right now we're setting things up for like July because that's probably be right around the time that the second single will come out because the first one will be out in April, and then toward the end of June, July, the second single will be out, and then we'll drop the album right in between that time based on where we are as far as doing shows and tours.
We are talking with promoters. And a few of them.
Okay.
And as of April 1, when we drop Fulfill My Needs, and I thought you would probably give just a little quick just clip of that, real sneaky-like. but we are going to drop it on April 1, it takes off and does what we needed to do. As I said before, we might be doing some things sooner. But there is one performance that is going to take place that I'll be doing for you guys. And that's... the month of May, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to do an oldie that was very successful by Marvin.
All right.
And I hope that everyone will love it. I think they will. I honestly do. It'll be,
absolutely.
Yeah,
let's keep as many surprises as we can. Let's keep them all under the wraps as much as we possibly can. Everybody, make sure you get your tickets for the 2017 Old School Celebrity Awards Ceremony and Benefit Concert and dedication to the one, the only, legendary Marvin Gaye. And check Cecil and hopefully Lou John as well on gracing the stage.
Absolutely.
One more question
that's
because
a,
we
that's
are
a new
gonna
word
give
for
a
him. That's a new word for him. I've never heard him say the word absolutely so many times. I think you influenced it upon him today.
Awesome.
But it's a good thing. It's a good thing
positive
though because
energy.
It's direct. Yeah, it's direct.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Positive energy.
I love it.
So we do have a little snippet, if you would like, of Fulfill My Needs, as well as Thankful in the studio, if you would like the listeners to listen to that as well.
We do want to listen to Thankful, but let's do the little snippet after Thankful.
Okay, no
that?
Problem.
Is that okay?
And one last.
I know you're the one interviewing, and I don't want to take your job. I'm just asking.
But this is about you and your music, so it's definitely fine. How can we keep up with Cecil and Lou John? Do you have an official website as well as social media pages that we can keep up with you?
Sure we do. We have, actually three, but I'm just not on Instagram as much. I just don't have the time to do all of that. I mean, I need someone else to help. Somebody call me. Somebody please help me. But I do have my Facebook, which I haven't been as busy or with recently because of my move out to Las Vegas and Los Angeles. I'm between both areas right now. Matter of fact, I just got back from Lou John with us finishing up part of the CD. But they can go to Facebook and look up Cecil Jenkins, and I'm spelling it S-E-S-I-L, J as in Jack, E-N-K-I-N-S. That's Cecil Jenkins on Facebook. They can go to the web page, which is www.cecilj.com, and all of our information is up there. You'll see interviews and things of us and a great deal of other things from television to radio, even from a gentleman who was with CNN News that did a great interview on us at Strike Fest with Iris Gordy and Carla, and that was great, and we really enjoyed that. So they can go there and they can find that web page and find our information up there. And Lou John has, He does all the electronic stuff. I leave that to him. He's going to run it by y'all right now.
Right.
So grab your pen because he moves very fast with it. Lou John.
Well, the main thing is mostly everything is going to have Lou John Records, LUJONRECORDS. So the website is loujohnrecords.webs.com. Then we have Instagram at Lou John Records. We have Twitter at Lou John 50. Then we have a Lou John Records page on Facebook. And
all
you
right.
can also contact us through the email loujohnrecords2015@gmail.com.
All right. And also, just as a side note, shout out to Miss Pearl, our head honcho over Faces of Success Radio. Make sure you check her out as well because she does build websites, so make sure you give her a hoot or even message us on our official fan page, Faces of Success Radio.
Sure.
Unfortunately, it is time for you guys to leave us out of the studio. But before we do, please introduce your new track that you're dropping on April 1st, Fulfill My Needs, as well as one of your tracks from your new upcoming album, Thankful.
Okay. The song Fulfill My Needs, of course, you're just going to do a little snippet of that, of course, so maybe the chorus or what have you. And you're hearing it for the first time, but just remember that Faces of Success Radio will be planted on the day of April 1. So this little snippet that you're getting is not enough for you to enjoy the entire song now, okay, to them on that day, which is the day that most stations will be remembering Marvin anyway. And then we have Thankful. Oh, we're just so thankful, y'all. Everyone out there
Yes. That's
listening and those who tried to get in the lines, and we were just talking so much, we apologize. You know, this is our first interview back together in quite some time, and we're enjoying it. We anticipated it and look forward to it. But by all means, be thankful and thank people for whatever it is that they may do for you. Even when they don't, Jesus said to forgive them, even our enemy. Okay? Thankful.
All right.
And fulfill my needs.
Thankful and fulfill my needs. I thank you again so much, Cecil and Lou John, for being in the studio. We're getting ready to play Thankful and Fulfill My Needs right here, a snippet and an exclusive right here on my airwaves and Faces of Success Radio. First off, thankful. And now for our snippet of their new single dropping April 1st, Fulfill My Needs.
Baby, you call, I come, I run to your love. It's better than the finest wine. That kind of love, that's all mine, baby. And your own sweet little way, as selfish as it is.
Michaels proudly presents the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert, Saturday, May 6, 2017. Nominees and performances by GQ. Howard Hewitt.
For the lover can do this ring. Girl, I'm gonna make this a night to remember. Get ready, get ready tonight. I'm gonna make this a night to remember.
Club Nouveau. Radio. And John John of Troop. Barge. With many more surprise special guests and appearances by Viola Gay and special honors going to Marvin Gaye. Tickets are available now. Group room rates available at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario, California, using our group code, J. Michaels. That's the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert at the California Education Performing Arts Center, located at 11255 Central Avenue in Ontario, California. For more information and to get your tickets, go to jmichaelsteamentertainment.com or facesofsuccessradio.com. Proceeds to benefit the Cancer Society for Children and Youth Helpers. This advertisement was brought to you by Nye Airwaves Youth Radio on facesofsuccessradio.com.
Though it be fun, this all together with promises made that we never. You're feeling it now.